on this Christmas Eve, we are reminded of the gift of your Son. And so we pray that you would help us just to be mindful of that gift, not just today or in this season, but throughout the year. We give you thanks for the promise that you have been and that you will continue to be present with us. And so we pray that you would just help us to continue to be present with you amidst all of the things that are happening around us in this time and in this season, that we might hear your voice. And so we pray that you would, in fact, speak to us. We expect you to, and so we pray that we would be open to those things. And so we pray that you would open your word to us this morning, that it would not be a story that we've become so accustomed to hearing that we don't hear it anymore, but that we would hear your voice and your words. Amen. Well, over the last couple weeks, we have talked about a messenger, John the Baptist. We talked about his purpose is prepare people to hear the message. We've talked about the message being that which, when we reorient our lives around the things of God, it changes even our daily most mundane activities. We talked about a mother and Mary and how she received this news with joy, despite at times feeling troubled or having some doubt, that she chose joy. Joy is a choice that you and I can choose to make every day, even when we don't feel happy or when things are hard or we're confused or we have doubt or we have fear, that joy can still be present in the midst of those things. This morning and on Christmas Eve, it seems appropriate to talk about Messiah. Now, I feel like in just the last couple of weeks, our three-year-old has become a little bit more vocal with sharing his opinions and his ideas with us. We have five in our family. We have a three-year-old, a five-year-old, and a seven-year-old. And recently, the three-year-old has kind of started to feel, you know, like, hey, I need to make sure that my voice is heard in this family and my opinions, you know, matter. For example, things like, hey, Dad, I think that now would be a good time for a treat. I think I would like that. And so he is sharing some of those opinions with me. He says just the other day, guys, it's a horrible idea to have all of these people come over. And he goes on, because we wouldn't all be able to fit around the table. Right? When I think about and I think back to the birth of each of our three kids, I am reminded of how incredibly vulnerable that they were, and to some extent that they still are, as babies, right? Not sure that there are many more things that are more vulnerable in life than a newborn child. Ones who were incapable of doing anything. I'm looking at Lorenzo over here, and I'm like, yeah, right there, right? They were incapable of doing anything on their own. And now all of a sudden, they're like telling me their opinions and their ideas, right? So this is sort of the picture that we see as we receive this gift of the Messiah. So if you have your Bibles or you're taking notes, Luke chapter 2, and we're going to start reading at verse 4. Of course, you'll see the words on the screen here in a second. Luke chapter 2, I'm reading from the NIV this morning. Luke chapter 2, verse 4. And so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the first thing that the angel says to them is this: do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will happen. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. I mean, the Messiah shows up as this vulnerable newborn baby into a world that is cruel, that is oppressive, that is violent, and is dark. And in the midst of this, God sends himself as maybe one of the most vulnerable things that we can imagine or that we know, this newborn infant baby who would not remove the darkness, but instead shines light in the midst of it. He would give us all light and hope. He would give himself to save us from ourselves and from our sin. Isaiah the prophet says in Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 through 5, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, 'Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted.'" That's why we sing a song like "Go Tell It on the Mountain." "Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world." And so we come together this morning to celebrate Emmanuel. Can you tell me what does that word mean? Right? A little, come on. God with us. Have you ever for a moment thought about that phrase? Right? We sing the song, oh come, Emmanuel. All right, we sing the song. Most of us can tell you what the word means, God with us. Have you ever taken a step back for a moment and really thought about what does that look like and mean for you and for me, that God is in fact with us? Is that not the story of Christmas? That God would send himself to become like us, to be with us. That he chose not only to dwell among us, but become like you and like me. That God is giving himself to us through this newborn, vulnerable little baby. Emmanuel, God with us. We have journeyed through this season of Advent, not only to move closer to the manger, but also to the Messiah. And Isaiah tells us that those living in, he says, in deep darkness, that on them a light has dawned. I wonder this morning for how many of us feel like we're living in darkness. Like when we think about our lives, when we think about things that are happening around us or in us or through us, that it feels a little bit dark. Or maybe there's people that you know of that you can think of that come to mind where you know that they're just they're in a dark spot right now. And the story of Christmas is that God would send himself, who is the light, to break into our darkness. Those, Isaiah says, living in a deep darkness, that on them a light has dawned. And with that light comes hope and peace, joy and love. And this morning we talk about a Messiah who has come to save us. So not just these things of hope, peace, joy and love, but also salvation. God with us, even in the midst of our darkness. This is the gift of the Messiah. That he has, in fact, never left us. This is why the birth of Christ matters. It wasn't just some miraculous event that happened some time ago, but also this thing that happens and impacts us even today. Sure, it changed the course of eternity, but it can also change your today. Even right now, today. That is the gift of the Messiah. That Christ would come as the sort of inbreaking of God's kingdom and announce that there's a new way and a better way, that there can be light in the midst of our darkness. Paul writes to his friend Titus chapter 2. He says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. That while we wait for the blessed hope that he's going to, in fact, appear again in glory, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us. That is the story of the Messiah. That is the gift of Christmas. I don't know how many of you have seen recently, I don't know, maybe it's a thing that's been happening for a while and I just am clueless to these kinds of things, which is entirely possible. These surprise, ball gifts. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Where they're like, it's like wrapped. Has anyone made one? Some of you, a couple of you. If you don't know, you have your phones, you can Google it right now if you want. I looked it up. And so you take a couple different gifts and you take a thing and you wrap it up and then you kind of wrap it and it starts to create this thing. And then you take another gift and you kind of wrap it around that same thing and it becomes this sort of surprise gift ball, I guess. I don't know what else they're called, right? So this morning I want to share with you what I believe is the gift of the Messiah. And I want you to think about it in this surprise gift ball way, okay? We're going to unwrap this thing for a second, and there's going to be some multiple gifts inside of this thing that we're going to hopefully unpackage for us. The first gift, I think, is this, that the gift of Jesus is himself a gift, God in the flesh, God with us. And the first gift that as you unwrap this gift that's been given is that you need to be saved. That's a gift to you and to me. The realization that you, in fact, need to be saved. That we all need to be saved, which means that the people that you're sitting next to, they also need to be saved. You're not crazier than the person that you're sitting next to. Because we all need to be saved. That is a gift. One of the things that, as we unwrap this gift of the Messiah, reminds us that we, in fact, all need to be saved. There is not one of us here in this room who can say, oh, I'm exempt from that, I don't need that. No, we all need to be saved. Whether it's the guy standing up here talking or you sitting right there. First one that we unwrap is that we all need to be saved. The second one is this, and this is a gift to you and to me, that you nor anyone else can save you. You cannot save yourself. Someone else cannot save you. And that is a gift. The gift in that is the freedom of going, I can't do it. I have tried and tried and tried and tried. I can't save myself. There's freedom in that gift. Also the realization that someone else can't save you. One, because it takes the pressure off them. And two, because you realize that someone else can't save you. There is freedom in the gift of realizing that you cannot save yourself. And then the last part of this surprise gift ball that is the Messiah that we're unwrapping is that there is one who can save you. That salvation is in fact here. That the Messiah showed up so that you might be saved. Because you need to be saved. Merry Christmas. You cannot save yourself. Merry Christmas. And the one who can showed up to say, Merry Christmas. And so this morning when we talk about this, the Messiah who is the gift of salvation, not just for some future thing, right? Jesus didn't show up onto the scene to be like, hey, you know what? I really wanted to make sure that at some point you didn't go to hell. So like, he showed up to say, no. It's not about something like, hey, here's your get out of hell free card, or sometimes we hear some of the most horrible cliches of this idea, right? That, oh, here's your fire insurance. I've heard that. Oh, my word, right? But rather that this is a gift that God gives to you and to me that we might unwrap today. That when we begin to understand the way in which the Messiah can show up in our lives, even today, and understand and begin to unwrap the gift of salvation today, it changes us today. Not just some other time, but even right now, today. That is the gift of the Messiah, that we would know God's salvation today. I mean, have you ever, it would be a really cruel trick to play. Have you ever had it where you had like gifts under your Christmas tree and you get up Christmas morning and maybe somebody says, oh, that gift? Yes, it has your name on it, but that's for next Christmas. It's not as if God sent his son as a gift and then was like, guys, this is for you some other time. Rather, he gives us his son, who is the Messiah, and says, I want you to know him and experience this salvation even today. And so this morning, as we prepare to celebrate the sacrament of communion, we are reminded of the gift of God's son, of himself, God with us, Emmanuel, which is, in fact, our salvation. That the gift that we're reminded of when we come to this table is that you need to be saved, and I need to be saved, that you cannot save yourself, and so we come to this table by God's grace that he might, in fact, help us realize he is our salvation.